This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
G-Wagon hit me doing like 35.
And so you decide never to get it fixed?
It can't get fixed because of the way that it's hit. There's like a column or something and they can't safely bend it back. So I just, you know, left it.
It's called the frame.
Jamie.
The passenger side is smashed in, right? So how does a date get into your car?
Yeah. Oh, she's got to climb across the driver's side. Or sit in the back like an Uber driver. Yeah.
That's oh my perfect. God.
BJ.
Has anyone walked up to it, a date, walked up to it and said, no. I'm not doing that.
I haven't had anyone bail out on me, but I have had two dates have to crawl across to the passenger.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah. And then they have to crawl back out.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 5:55. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started. It is a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
I see you got the jersey on. You're ready to go.
I am ready for tonight, baby. Round two.
Put me in, coach. Right? What if they called up on you at some point during the game tonight? We're talking about the Avalanche and the St. Louis Blues, which is game one tonight, right?
Yeah, game one.
Game one tonight. And you're all fired up. But what if the coach looked up there and said, Carson, you still think you got it? You still think you got it? Put me in.
I don't know. Stanley Cup playoffs, I'll probably pee my pants. I don't think I can handle it.
If all the goalies get hurt, he could go in. I think there's a rule where they're allowed to pull people from the crowd for that.
It's emergency backup.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, they're really allowed to do that.
Yep.
I've never heard of that before.
There is an average Joe sitting in the crowd with his goalie gear in below, just ready to go at a moment's notice for either team. Yeah.
Every game?
Yep. Every game. Every single game.
They find somebody in the crowd, dress them out in goalie gear, and they're just sitting there waiting.
Okay, it's happened a couple years ago. A couple years ago, actually, Blackhawks, they called one, and he was like a tax accountant.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I think he won, too.
Yeah, he did a great job.
You know what this is like? Oh, by the way, good morning to you, Spadil.
Good morning.
Yeah, I saw a story yesterday. Did you see where average Joes are drummers for Pearl Jam Tour right now?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, the Pearl Jam, I guess the drummer got COVID, and instead of canceling the shows, they had taken videos from various people that played the drums that can play Pearl Jam songs, and that's who's drumming for them.
This says it's an 18-year-old doing it, too.
Yeah, well, he was doing the concert over the weekend, but I think they're going to use a different drummer for whatever city they go to.
Oh, it makes sense. I mean, if the drummer just lives in that city, right? They're just taking submissions. Here, you're in.
That's what this hockey thing's like.
Exactly.
You pull somebody from the crowd. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I mean, wow. You need a goalie, right? And if both of yours get hurt, then next man up.
It's always been a joke. I'm sitting in the crowd. Hopefully, one day they say, put me in, baby. Put me in.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We do have Lizzo tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30 this morning. Stand by for that. We'll take a quick break. And we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, 608. Hi, Jamie.
You know, people can just be nice and not want anything. Oh, good morning. You started out such as a D.
Boobie?
Yes.
What did I do?
Because I told you, I go, it was so, oh, I go, I walk in, we're talking, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, it's so cute. I said, Schmidl just went, how was your night last night? And I was like, it was good. Thanks for asking. How was yours? And he's like, oh, boring. And I was like, oh, that's sad. And then BJ goes, he wants money.
What?
It's the only thing it could be.
No,
it's the only thing.
She was walking down the hallway, and I needed something to say so that it wasn't awkward.
Look.
Because that wasn't.
You've been here for 7, 8 years, something like that, right?
About, yeah.
I don't think you've ever asked Jamie, how was your night? On a Tuesday morning, how was your Monday night? Okay, think about that. Now, if it were a Saturday and it was, how was your Friday night, that would make sense because people get out and they move and shake on a Friday night, okay? Yeah. Even Jamie and even me, okay? I hit the discotheques, okay? But it's a Tuesday.
Oh my God.
How was your Monday night? It has to be money.
I couldn't think anything else to say. I don't know.
I was like, money? And he's like, yeah.
Maybe there was like a show on that she really enjoyed or something. I don't.
He's like, yeah.
Why'd you care?
He's never asked me about my night. He definitely wants money.
Yeah, it's a classic open up, like just see how you're feeling, how everything's going. And then you hit her with, hey, so you got like $5,000 I can borrow?
Yeah. No, he would start low. Venmo me 50.
Yeah. Build it up.
Work his way up.
How is your money situation going?
It was going really good, and then I just needed to spend a bunch of money on the dog, and I had to spend a bunch of money on my teeth.
Oh, so here we go.
I was down like halfway on my debt, where I was back down to about $4,000 left I needed to pay off, and now it's skyrocketed back up to about $7,500.
Oh, man.
So you got like $5,000 I can borrow?
I just don't understand. He has no bills. He has no bills.
None.
None. I mean, a dog, you know, but I mean, he has no. How do you not have a huge pot of gold?
Paintball.
Yeah.
Paintball's really expensive.
I got to tell you, as a guy, I don't think there's anybody I know that I could reach out to or would reach out to borrow money from.
No.
No, I'm just not that guy.
I know lots of them.
It would be so embarrassing to me, you know?
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. Some sad story and trying to, you know, get myself 500 to a grand. I just couldn't do that.
Well, I know a lot of people that could teach you how.
Oh, I've heard some of the stories, but I could steal those.
Yeah, I mean, the stories they come up with, aren't they amazing? Remember, they got their money. They had $2,000 under a coat in their car, and it was stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Just the guilt trips that, like, they put on.
I know. I'm like, oh. And then their Bitcoin, remember, was hacked into. And that was stolen.
Yeah.
Actually, I did see a story about this guy. He did get his Bitcoin hacked, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Wow.
It's just so
So he
crazy.
Was cyber attacked,
yeah.
And they took his money,
yep.
And what they mined it, I guess you call it, right?
And I think he had like 60, no, he had $160,000. Just it's wiped out. It's just gone.
Yeah, wow.
And
that's
there's
crazy.
No FDIC insurance on it, you know?
Are you sure that's a real story?
On the Bible. I watched it on TV.
I thought it might be a boyfriend.
No, it was on Fox 31. No, it was the news. By the way, you guys really are irritating me today.
Why?
Well, because, you know, Carson told you the story about the hockey player that could be pulled from the audience.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You then went and said Pearl Jam's grabbing somebody from each city to drum.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty fascinating if you think about it. I've never heard of that before.
Have you guys not seen the amazing movie Rockstar starring Jamie White?
Well, the only part of that movie starring Jamie White that I've ever seen is the credits at the end.
Oh, no.
Because I look for you there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
in Rockstar, in fact, that's my moment in the movie is when I announce to MTV that Steel Dragons, the lead singer, he just walked off. He walked off the stage.
No kidding.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg was exhausted being a rock star. Mark Wahlberg was just so tired. And Jennifer Aniston had gone on to Seattle, and he was like, I can't do it anymore. So he just handed the microphone to this guy, had been singing the songs, and he handed it to him and pulled him up on stage, and he peaced out. And that is the story of Steel Dragons.
So, wait a minute.
Okay.
So you're trying to say the rock star started it all when it comes to substitutes becoming a star.
Yeah. Yeah, Warner Brothers rock star starring Jamie White, Mark Wahlberg, Jennifer Aniston.
I had no idea.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
I wish I'd known that story at 5:55.
If I would have been here, you would have.
We'll be back.
BJ and Jamie.
Are you okay?
I didn't know the mics were.
Bless you.
Oh, my God. Sneeze.
It's the COVID.
All right. Yeah. We have Lizzo tickets at 7:30. Lizzo, it's the show is at Ball Arena on Halloween night.
Did you get your request fulfilled?
For?
Remember you wanted to have backstage passes to meet her?
Oh, yeah. No, I put it. I put it in with Mark, our promotions guy, and they're working on it, they said. Okay. They said it was quite limited back there. Right. Not a lot of space. And they said that, you know, a limited amount of people could go backstage. Uh-huh. Why are you looking at me like that?
What?
You've got this look on your face like you're disgusted.
I back that look.
Hey, I got a question for you, though.
Who?
And I don't want to alarm anyone. Okay.
Who?
You. Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie. Yeah,
there's a lot of people in here.
I know. A question for you, Jamie.
Yes.
Why is our boss's office completely cleaned out?
It is?
Go out that door, go down the hallway.
It's cleaned out.
The only thing in there is a desk.
Maybe he's moving.
Everything's gone.
Maybe he's moving to the west side.
Did I miss an email?
Well, because, you know, the better offices are on the west wing.
Oh, phew.
Yeah, I bet he's moving to the
west. Yeah, they do have a better view.
Yeah, because that view sucks. It's just a parking lot.
Yeah.
That west side over there, it shows the mountains.
Mm-hmm. I think they're redoing the carpet in all the outside offices, though.
Oh, well, I hope he gets a bigger, better office, because right now his view sucks.
I hope he still has a job, is what I was implying.
Oh, sorry.
I walked down there. I saw the door open this morning, so I go down the hallway and expecting somebody to be in there, because the door's open, right? Uh-huh. It is cleaned out.
Has anybody seen our painter?
No.
Floyd?
No. Yeah.
I think I saw him yesterday.
Okay, all right. He's roaming Floyd. Around.
I think they're done.
Floyd's done?
I think so.
We didn't even get to say goodbye.
No, I really do. I think they're done with it.
Oh, no. We didn't even say goodbye. I love you, Floyd, if you're listening.
He does listen.
He does?
Yeah.
I love you, Floyd.
He said he does.
Floyd for life. Yeah. He's the best. I love
him. All right, just checking on the boss.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I'm sure it's all the carpet. Don't get me started on this remodel.
We're doing a remodel here at the radio station and everything except the studios, which I don't really get that. But nevertheless, I mean, really, if you think about the moneymaker around here, it's the studios.
Well, right,
okay.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, hey, I don't call the shots. I don't care.
But they didn't touch this and it's a hellhole.
But we ordered carpet. This is a real story, is it not?
Yeah.
We order carpet. And it's a big area, okay? And I guess the supply chain issue, there wasn't enough carpet to cover all square footage. So they had to go out and get other carpet, which doesn't even match.
They tried to piece it together like it was a thing.
It looks horrible.
It's like a puzzle.
It does. And not only that, but I mean, listen, this is none of your business, but and I'll probably get fired for this, but I'll just tell you. So they told us that they had no more money for anybody to get a raise. No money at all. No money. Oh, my God. Things are tight since COVID and all that. But yet they spend $1 million remodeling this son of a bitch. I just don't get it.
And they can't even get the right carpet. Like matching carpet.
I don't even get it. They don't have any money, but they have money to remodel a place that nobody even shows up to except for us. And then they don't even remodel our area. Right. And I'm pretty sure that we are all dying of asbestos.
Probably.
Because I don't sneeze until I come in here, and nobody seems to care.
You're sneezing, your eyes water.
Exactly.
And we've talked about this and complained about it for years.
Yeah, I told when my dad was alive, I said, listen, if I die of something from some lung-infested thing, sue the radio station because they knew about it the whole time and didn't care. I mean, because if you see our vents, they literally are black and have stuff hanging out of them, like lint and
That's
stuff.
Disgusting.
And so I know what you're thinking listening to the show right now. You're thinking you guys work 20 hours a week. Stop bitching, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I get what you're saying, all right? But we thought we'd get it off our chest.
And it's hard.
It is hard.
It's so hard.
Yeah, the stress around here.
I mean, me sitting my fat ass in this chair talking to you guys? Hard.
Yeah. Hey, and look at me. I've had numerous heart attacks. Stress. It's all stress.
It is all stress. Oh, my God.
We'll get to tabloid trash next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Because I grew up with the little blue notes.
Yeah.
So I call them go notes. I feel bad because I grew up with St. Louis Blues. That's who we rooted for. And now, you know, obviously I got to be an Avs girl.
Yeah.
So I appreciate so much Carson knowing the whole thing about the Avalanche because my friend, he lives still in St. Louis. So I was like, why would they hold up a little four in this little gif? And he's like, because we swept them. I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, we swept them last year in the playoffs, the first round, 4 games.
And didn't you say this time last year?
So today, on this day last year, we played game 1, round 1 against the Blues last year.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Go Avs! Woo! Everybody's down there. They have all the news anchors are down there and stuff like that. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big deal.
And I think the Avs have a good chance to win it, too. What was that? What was that?
Sorry, that was my computer.
Oh,
I was like, what?
I don't know. I was looking. What?
I was saving something to the.
What were you saving?
I got audio of Amber Heard saying that Johnny Depp stood her up at the Met Gala.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay.
And then did you attend the Met Gala?
I did. I got out of the car and walked the red carpet by myself, escorted by somebody from Ralph Lauren's team, and I sat next to an empty play setting for Johnny that they cleared as soon as we realized that he effectively stood me up on the carpet.
Who did you meet at the Met Gala?
I was standing in line right in front of a gentleman. It was Elon. I didn't recognize him until we started talking, and he had reminded me that we had met once before. He was with his mother.
And did you strike up a friendship with Mr. Musk after that?
We did. We, as I mentioned, we spoke on the red carpet, kind of on the waiting line of the carpet. He seemed like a real gentleman. He was really nice. And he sat next to me. Well, not next to me. He sat kind of in a nearby table, and we got to speaking that night and then eventually became friends.
Sure you did.
Mm-hmm.
You get stood up. What do you do? You go looking for a billionaire.
Yep, so freaking bad. Yeah, so I don't know, you guys. Listen, I had no feelings towards Amber Heard at all. Like, I really didn't know her name. I didn't know anything about her, but I have to say I hate her.
See, I love her.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because I don't know why I have such disdain for her. But I do. Like, she just, the whole, like, fake it. Oh, my dog stepped on a bee. Oh. But, man, has she tamed it down, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so boring. Now she doesn't do all of that overacting.
Yeah, and they started that cross-examination yesterday, and, boy, did they rip her apart.
Well, I have some of that.
Oh, you do?
Yep, uh-huh. She was shown pictures of her face from an event she attended the night after she said that Johnny Depp broke her nose.
Is that number 1?
Yes, it is.
You also attended an event after the Met Gala in May of 2014, didn't you?
That is correct.
You went to the All-Star Comedy Tribute to Don Rickles.
That is correct.
That was the next night after the Met Gala.
That is correct.
And there were pictures of you taken at this event.
Yes.
Pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 1252. This is a picture of you, Ms. Heard.
Yes, it is.
At that event.
Yes, it is.
The night after the Met Gala.
Yes, it is.
The night after Mr. Depp allegedly broke your nose.
I'm not sure if it was broken, for the record, but yeah, you should see what it looked like underneath the makeup.
He whacked you so hard in the face that you thought you had broken your nose. Exactly. Your nose doesn't appear to be injured in any of these pictures, does it, Miss Heard?
I'm wearing makeup.
Your nose doesn't appear to be injured in any of these pictures, does it, Miss Heard?
That's why I'm wearing makeup.
And makeup covers up swelling, right?
Makeup will not cover up swelling. Ice will, though.
Ice will cover up swelling?
Ice reduces swelling. Normally, the swelling after that kind of injury is not as bad as you might imagine. And for me, it wasn't that bad. I have a picture of it underneath the makeup. That's how I know how to reference it.
A picture you haven't produced or shown to this jury, right, Ms. Heard?
I produced everything.
But you haven't shown it to this jury.
I would very much like to.
I hate her! I just hate her! Oh, why do I hate God. Her? I just hate her. I don't know. I just,
you know, and
that is correct.
There's no way makeup can cover up an injury like that.
That is correct.
Objection.
There was no objections in there.
I'm just throwing one in.
Amber, that is correct. I just hate how she says it.
Wow.
Like she wants to snap, bend, and snap. That is correct. With a hair flip.
I will say that it got very, very interesting yesterday afternoon. It was pretty good.
She talks about poop in Johnny's bed, number two.
What, if any, issues did Boo have with bathroom problems, if you will?
Objection leading and relevance.
Overruled a lot. She had eaten Johnny's weed when she was a puppy and had bowel control issues. For her entire life, among
like
some other issues,
was,
you know,
like,
we regularly had to take her to the vet to try to figure out, well, what was wrong with this dog. Never met a dog that was quite like this. So she had some control issues.
All right, so you guys are worth so much money. You have your own island, you have your own jets or whatever, and you can't get your dog fixed. So he doesn't poop in a bed.
Yeah, and if you've got a dog, I saw the picture of the dog. The dog is miniature. I mean, this dog is small. There's no way that you're going to confuse what was in that bed.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, there's no way.
Don't you have
teacups? I'm two little Yorkies, and trust me, they don't produce anything like that.
So do your dookies look like your Yorkies dookies? I can put you on the stand.
I've got two dogs, and one dog's about 40 pounds, and then we have a Yorkie, much like your dog. I can tell in my house, if they have an accident, I know which dog it
is. Yeah, it's unmistakable.
I know which dog it is. And we're talking two different dogs.
Speaking of dogs, you guys, I saw a show last night that you guys are going to like, and it's called 7 Days Out. And what it is, it's 7 days out from some of the biggest events in the world, or in the country, I should say. And one of them was the Westminster Dog Show.
Yep.
Westminster Dog Show. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. So again, it's 7 days out. It's on Netflix. I only watched two of the series. I watched the one about the dog show, and then I watched the one about the couture show for, forgot who. It's Karl Lagerfeld. Who's he at the house of now?
Gucci?
No, Chanel.
Okay.
Chanel. So, and it's that one too. But it's called 7 Days Out. And here's the thing with those dog shows. Those people are crazy. The people that show their dogs are crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. This one little pug, the guy makes the pug lay down. He puts like a thing over his eyes so he can't see and makes him just relax, and he puts a warm blanket over him and he just makes him lay there just before the show.
So he can calm his nerves?
So he can calm his nerves. It's so bizarre, the whole thing. And the way they brush those dogs, they bring this blow dryer that stands there, and those really long dogs, I mean, with the long hair.
Yeah.
The lady stays up for like 12 hours just brushing him and blow drying him.
Yeah.
They're crazy people.
Now, does PETA go after them? Because they're all purebreds.
I know.
You would think that PETA would be marching at that Westminster dog show.
They didn't show that part, but I'm sure they were there.
I'll bet they do.
Yeah. Anyway, again, it's on Netflix. The last thing I want to tell you, it's time to talk about the perfect family. The perfect family with the perfect amount of money and the perfect house with 12 bathrooms and 4 bedrooms, which none of us understand, and their perfect dog that they bought and didn't go and adopt. Have you seen the perfect wife that's on the front of Sports Illustrated? Well, she's not on the front, but she's inside.
Oh, yeah.
That is something. How do her boobs stand up like that? I think those are fake. I think Sierra might have fake boobs.
I like her cowboy hat.
Sierra sizzles in a leopard print bathing suit as she poses for a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover. Oh, she got a cover too? I thought Kim Kardashian got a cover.
There's three covers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she got a cover and she looks fantastic. I mean, I'm not going to take that away from her, but I think she has fake boobs. Because listen, a lot of women have boobs, but they don't stand up here like that. Especially if you're laying backwards, they usually flop into your armpits.
Yeah, those. I feel like those are saluting me.
Yeah, those are.
Hello.
Unless she's got them taped up. I guess if I went like this, she looks amazing, and she said this has always been a dream of mine to be on the cover at Best Buy, and it finally came true. Shut up, Sierra, with your perfect life and their perfect little clothing store that they're opening. Could they be any more perfect?
No.
Right?
No, they're absolutely perfect.
The only thing I love about the Sierra cover is everything. But the fact that she blows Kim Kardashian out of the water with her look.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to perfection, I thought that Peyton Manning, when he came to town, he had the perfect. But no exposure like this family gets an exposure. You know, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they are everywhere, and they're doing everything. But I do like that because, you know, Kim Kardashian thinks she's all that. She also got a cover, I just learned. And Sierra just, I mean, there's, look at this. There's no comparison.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim looks stupid.
No, and they're catching, I guess, backlash on the Kim Kardashian cover, right?
Yeah, because nobody likes her.
Nobody likes her.
Yep. All right, anyway, there you go, tabloid trash.
Did you commit any kind of prank?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.